From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. President Obama and his Mexican counterpart are both pushing for a comprehensive immigration law in the United States. As NPR's Ari Shapiro reports, the White House is hosting Felipe Calderon this evening.
Listening to the two presidents talk, it seemed the road to better U.S.-Mexican relations runs through Arizona. A tough new immigration law in that state prompted Mexican President Calderon to issue a travel warning, advising Mexicans not to visit Arizona. At a White House Rose Garden event, Calderon called the law discriminatory. President Obama was more measured.
I think the Arizona law has the potential of being applied in a discriminatory fashion.
He called it an understandable but misguided expression of Americans' frustration that the federal government has not fixed the border. And he repeated his call for Congress to pass an immigration law. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, the White House.
A new report suggests the massive oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico will lead to a financial boost in Gulf Coast communities. But as NPR's Russell Lewis reports, after the initial spending winds down, the long-range picture is not so rosy.
The report by Moody's Investors Service said the multi-million-dollar effort to clean up oil from the gushing well has already led to a jump in short-term economic spending in many Gulf Coast communities from Florida to Louisiana. BP has said it will pay the cleanup and subsequent damage claims. The report, though, warns that a decline in property values and property tax collection will likely mean a cut in services and possible credit rating reductions. That's particularly problematic in Florida, which doesn't have a state income tax and is reliant on tourism and sales taxes to help pay for government operations. Moody's also says because the situation is ongoing, the full impact on the Gulf Coast states remains uncertain. Russell Lewis, NPR News, New Orleans.
The Obama administration is taking steps to replace the agency now overseeing offshore oil drilling. Two new bureaus would have the responsibility for safety inspections and offshore drilling. A third would handle revenues. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar.
What we are doing here is separating essentially the revenue collection functions, which will be moved out of land and minerals to a very different part of the department.
The option would be to name the Minerals Management Service would no longer exist. The agency has long been accused of being too cozy with the oil and gas industry. South Korea says there is enough evidence to take North Korea to the UN Security Council over the sinking of one of its warships last month. It says debris recovered off the coast of the Korean Peninsula came from a torpedo fired at the ship, killing 46 sailors. The South has accused Pyongyang of attacking the ship, but an official report on the investigation was not released until today. North Korea denies any involvement in the incident last month. This is NPR News. A brazen attack by Taliban militants on Bagram Air Base has killed one American contractor and wounded nine U.S. service members. But NPR's Quill Lawrence reports that the pre-dawn raid failed to breach the heavily fortified base.
Bagram is one of the largest coalition bases in Afghanistan, which made the attack appear to be a mostly symbolic action. Rockets and mortar fire, as well as a gun battle that raged for hours, left nearly a dozen militants dead. The raid comes a day after a suicide car bomber drove into a U.S. convoy in western Kabul. That blast killed 12 Afghan civilians and six international service members. Canada has identified one of the dead as a 42-year-old Army colonel, the highest-ranking Canadian officer to be killed in Afghanistan. U.S. military sources have not yet confirmed whether any high-ranking American officers died in the bombing. Earlier this month, the Taliban announced the beginning of a spring offensive in apparent response to the widely broadcast coalition plan to mount a push into southern Afghanistan later this summer. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
It will soon be illegal to put up your auto tire title for quick cash in Wisconsin. Governor Jim Doyle used his veto power today to ban the loans effective December 1st. An attorney for state auto title lenders calls the move anti-business, but Governor Doyle says the industry is predatory and that the law will protect poor families from risking what is often their most expensive possession. Asian stock markets are mixed as upheaval in European markets continue to reverberate around the globe. U.S. investors trimmed their losses today, even after the euro regained some of its value. The Dow lost 66 points. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, Washington.